Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Round Valley, the continuing saga of Lasik Indian Lucy Young, who in 1863, when she was 10 years old, fled from soldiers and from white men who trafficked in Indian children. Her story was collected in 1940. At Fort Seward, Indian boy speak my language. He say, "Why you come back?" "That woman whip me every day," I say. "What for she whip you?" "Everything, little or big, she whip me." Boy say, "Tomorrow, another white man come, going to take you off." This boy say, "Better you stay white people, better for you. All your people killed, nothing to come back for." I didn't say nothing, yes or no. So it did happen. White man, he bring me back to Alder Point. From there, he take me down low. I ride on pack saddle, had big blanket over me, winter time. Get up on top of mountain, meet another white man. He got little Indian boy with him. They take us way up to Blue Rock Mountain. I see woman come out of door. I know that woman, one of my people. This one, her my father's aunt. She know me, I know her. She sit down in chair, hug me, commence cry. I too, 'cause think about mother all time. This woman live with white old man. He cook supper. This woman don't know how to cook. He come in, think I daughter. "You papoose?" she say. "No." Put hand on chest. "My Indian," she say. "Baha," white say. He bring out little baby tumbler. "Give me little whiskey. Put sugar in it, 'cause riding in cold." Then they took me to Long Valley. He had another wife there. That morning he come in, count my finger. 1, 2, 3, 4 days, you going down close to ocean. I look back, 2 small Indian boys stand there. I look, I feel afraid. 2 Indian women come in, talk quick to me. "Poor my little sister, where are you from?" "I come from the north, that bald-headed man bring me." Man got up and left. These women talk clipped my language. "That way all Illinian children come here," they say. "He bring 'em all." Women leave for home. Little ridge over hill. I stand there and think, only show for me to run off now. Nobody home. I run in house. Matchbox off shelf I put in dress pocket. In kitchen I find flour sacks. Take loaf of bread, take boiling meat, take big blanket from bed. I went out so quick I never shut door. Then I went to barn, open door, let all horses out. All day I travel on edge of valley. I forgot I gonna have to swim Eel River. I go upstream, look for foot log, brush thick too. I found big trail, frayed then, stop and listen every little while. Pretty soon footbridge, just getting dark good, star coming up, another big stream, shallow water, lots of people there, lots of bell, talk, laugh, pack train stop there. I cross above camp, water knee deep, go up long hill. Owl commence holler, coming daylight. Big live oak, hollow place. I lay blanket down, sleep all day. Dark, I wake up. Night come. I pack shoes one shoulder, blanket another shoulder, pack grub in hand. Lots of snow that time, Bell Springs Mountain. There I put on shoes. I backtrack lil way, see white man hunt for me on white horse. I lay still long time, travel all night. Had to cross 2 little creek, went barefoot there. I run home to old ground, not far from Alder Point. 3 days I stay there, afraid to go down to Fort Seward. I think about mother all time, half time cry. 2 nights I stay alone, then I go to Fort Seward. You've been listening to the recollections of Lucy Young.
To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.